Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Ryan is asking for me to talk about the signs and symptoms of autism and how to tell if your child has autism. So that's interesting. You know, it's I think the autism spectrum disorder, and I hate using the term disorder because so many people on the autism spectrum do not feel they have a disorder. They're some of the smartest, most amazing, you know, people out there, very, very well received, very gifted. And so I don't think that there's going to want to be that, shall we say, that stigma attached. So I'm hoping they later change that. But right now it's called autism spectrum disorder. And so it's kind of a gamut of people that could have either severe autism or mild, such as Asperger's. And according to the CDC, they call it a developmental disability caused by differences in the brain. Some have a genetic condition. Other causes are not yet known. They say scientists believe there are multiple causes of ASD that act together to change the most common ways people develop. They say we still have much to learn about these causes and how they impact people with autism spectrum disorder. So we've known people as we've grown up to, you know, maybe we would say at the time they were, quote, unquote, a little different. And sadly, many of these kids were bullied. Many of these adults were socially isolated. But now we're able to kind of diagnose and find, try to find ways to help these kids engage in society. I caution everybody in terms of how much you try to engage them and how much you try to change them, because many of these kids actually are, you know, smarter than we are. And sometimes their behavior and sometimes the things they say, and if some are considered, you know, maybe socially awkward, some of that is because they're actually smart. So let me just quickly talk to you about some of the symptoms, then I'll talk to you about how we don't want to dumb down anybody who has autism spectrum. So the social communication might be challenging. They might avoid, maybe not keep eye contact. They may not respond to name by 9 months of age. They may not show facial expressions like happy, sad, angry, surprised by 9 months. They may not play simple interactive games like patty cake. Right? Patty cake, I thought it was patty cake. Patty cake, baker's man. I always thought that was stupid. And the kid might not want to play that by a year, like a lot of them do. They may have few or no gestures by 12 months of age. Doesn't wave goodbye. They may not, again, they might be thinking, why do I have to wave goodbye? Why do we wave goodbye? Yeah, see? Are they really off? No. Does not point or look at what you point to by 18 months. You know, maybe some moms are like, look at that birdie. I don't want to look at the bird. I don't want to look at the damn bird. Doesn't show interest, doesn't share interest with others, shows you an object that he or she likes by 15 months of age. Yeah, a lot of kids do that. They go, Mommy, look at my chocolate cookie. My kids knew gosh darn well not to show me their chocolate cookie because I'd eat it. So they kept it hidden from me. They don't notice when others are hurt or sad by 24 months of age. They do not pretend in play. They may not pretend to feed a doll by 30 months of age. Why would you pretend to feed an inanimate object that couldn't eat? They could aspirate, you know, something looks comatose. You don't put food in it. I mean, again, are they really, is that really a disability? Don't they realize that, you know, so people are like, yeah, but they don't pretend play. Kids pretend play. Well, they show little interest in their peers. Well, if their peers are, you know, advocating for duct taping masks on their mouth, I don't blame them for not being interested in them. They might have trouble understanding other people's feelings or talking about their own feelings. They may not play games with turn taking till about maybe, you know, by 60 months of age. They, you know, a 5-year-old should kind of know how to play those types of games. They might have restrictive or repetitive behaviors, like lining up toys with other objects. Excuse me, getting upset when the order is changed. Repeating words or phrases over and over. We call it echolalia. Playing with toys the same way every time. They might like repetition. They might focus on parts of objects. They might get upset by minor changes. They don't like change. They might have some obsessive interest. They might really need a routine, and if that routine isn't followed, they don't do well. They might flap their hands, rock their body, spin self in circles. The more severe cases, they may have unusual reactions to the way things sound, smell, taste, look, or feel. I think that's because they have a higher sense. And so when they hear something, these loud sounds, they hear it more than others, and it hurts. They may have delayed language skills, delayed movement skills, delayed cognitive learning skills, hyperactivity, impulsivity, inattentive behavior, epilepsy or seizure disorder, unusual eating or sleeping habits, some constipation, unusual mood, emotional reactions, anxiety, stress, excessive worry, lack of fear or more fear than expected. So that's what the CDC says. And so with autism, how do you tell? Well, again, that's a huge list, and I urge you to go to the CDC site, Ryan, to, you know, kind of take a look and see if there's any concerns you have, you know, over your boy. But it's very, very common, and we're finding nowadays that if people don't fit the norm, they get kind of labeled. And even though I've seen severe autism cases, and we want to make sure they could potty train, we want to make sure they could still be able to learn, still be able to go to school, still be able to have a job, some can, some can't. Many people with Asperger's or mild autism spectrum seem to get themselves into a little trouble in society. Somebody makes a joke and they don't laugh. Now, you and I might fake laugh and go, ha, 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 that was funny. And we might fake laugh, and somebody with autism spectrum might be like, I'm not going to fake laugh. Who's the smart one? You know, so just because society goes, look, you know, these are some of the things we do. We do pat a cake. We feed food to a doll that can't eat as a piece of plastic. Don't underestimate some of these kids on the autism spectrum, because they're smarter than a lot of adults. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, flu shots are already out. People have been asking, should they get their flu shot now? Should they wait? Because just in case they need a booster. Now that they've learned about waning immunity, you know, we've really educated a lot of everybody on microbiology and immunology. So rather than people getting their flu shot at the end of August and September, now they're thinking, I want to wait closer to flu season. So let me tell you what I know about what's coming up with this flu season and what I'm hearing some of the predictors are. So when we anticipate our flu season in America, which is in the Northern Hemisphere, we look to the Southern Hemisphere and see what happened there. And the Southern Hemisphere will precede us. Now, you could say the Southern Hemisphere comes after us. You could play it either way. But it really does precede us because if you remember, really bad flu season, 2018, Then 2019, 2020, hardly anything. Australia and Southern Hemisphere preceded what we saw. So let's just, for now, give it to Southern Hemisphere will precede the Northern Hemisphere when it comes to flu. Okay? For now. Maybe not COVID, but flu. So we are being told by some experts that they are expecting a rebound flu season. We had such a minimal flu season last year, not only minimal, almost non-existent. We had a few thousand cases. That was about it. Mind you, not a lot of people tested, but in the hospitals they tested. But we had a few thousand severe cases. And other than that, not much to talk about, much to do about nothing. And so what experts are saying is, look, even though COVID is here, we could have a rebound flu. So what University of Pittsburgh researchers did is they used these mathematical models to predict what the upcoming flu season would look like. And their results were printed in the RxIV. And they said cases are going to surge to 610,000 hospitalizations if we have no change in vaccine habits. Meaning if the people who usually get their flu shot get the flu shot, then we're looking at least 610,000 hospitalizations for flu. If less people get the flu shot, it'll be more. If more people get the flu shot, between 25 and 50% more than in previous years, we could notice that number go down to 500,000 to 400,000 hospitalizations. So experts are expecting kind of that. Now, I always look to Australia. And I look to Australia's numbers. Well, Australia's numbers have been kind of minuscule. In fact, they're even saying they haven't witnessed a significant impact. Now, mind you, Australia's flu season started in April of 2021. So whereas we start November and then go to May, they kind of start April, May, and go to November. So they're in their peak. They're now going into their like peak flu season, and we're not seeing a lot of cases. So I think that's fantastic. I think it's super fantastic. But then why would experts be predicting, oh, we're going to have a rebound? Well, because they think that, well, one is the Delta variant wave might be going down, and COVID competed with flu for our bodies. So flu was kind of like out of luck. Flu couldn't really take hold and do what it needed to do when COVID was in somebody's body, causing that cell to turn around and make more COVID. So flu didn't get a fighting chance. You could be infected with both COVID and flu. You can, but we didn't see a lot of those cases. And so this twindemic that was predicted last year, thank God, didn't happen. The problem that we have is still an underestimation of how many flu cases there were, because telemedicine exploded in the last few years. So people calling up with flu-like symptoms, and I've been getting a lot of that. I'll say, look, you might want to go and get swabbed for flu. You might want to go get swabbed for COVID so we know the difference. Nah, I'll just stay home and isolate. So the labs never get the cases. The labs never get the reporting. And even though telemedicine will report possible flu, possible, it's not, if we don't know if it's COVID or flu and you can't over the phone, I don't know whether that counts. So, you know, I don't like the flu because the flu has killed a lot. The flu affects kids more. We're having hospitalizations that are rising in the pediatric population, but the flu was nasty. And we kind of need to know how we're going to approach flu and COVID in these schools, because parents are freaking out. Teachers are freaking out. Teachers are, duct taping masks to some of these students' faces, all because of COVID. And we haven't even talked about flu. We haven't even dealt with a flu season post-COVID yet in the schools. And if we did all this for COVID, and COVID doesn't kill as many kids, then what the hell are we going to see coming down the pike when it comes to flu? And so when people say, all right, Dr. Dahlia, what is the new normal? Are we going to get to the new normal soon? The kids are going to go back to school. They're going to rip off their masks. It's all going to be good. I don't know, because once kids die of flu,
some parent's going to say, hey, guys, if you did this for COVID, which was way less, why aren't you doing it for flu? Kids are dying of the flu. And so with all this pressure that kids are dying of the flu, you would then, sadly, see these draconian measures all brought back. I didn't like that kids would get sick with flu. That killed me. What I did like is that we had Tamiflu. So whether it was telemedicine or whether it was in person, if we identified somebody who had the flu, we would actually treat their family members. We would give their family members Tamiflu to prevent them from getting the flu. This is what people have been asking for COVID. Now, a worry I had last year was we were going to give so much Tamiflu inappropriately over the phone because we didn't know if you had flu or COVID, that Tamiflu would start getting weaker and we would start to see resistant flu. Luckily, we don't think we're there yet, but Tamiflu did not work for COVID. So we need an antiviral, or we need something like that, where if somebody in the family has COVID, you could give everybody that, the antiviral or whatever, and then hopefully they don't come down with deadly COVID, just like we do with flu. This way, they could still go about their business. Now, some of you are asking about the flu shot. The flu shots are out in certain pharmacies. The CDC, interestingly, doesn't have the actual what's actually in your trivalent versus quadrivalent, but all the CDC has posted is what they recommended. So they recommended an A Victoria H1N1, an A Cambodia H3N2, a B Washington Victoria lineage, and a B Phuket. I know you want to do, you know, short U instead of long U, but it's Phuket. And that's a Yamagata lineage. For those are the egg-based ones. For the cell-based, they have a Wisconsin H1N1, a Cambodia H3N2, a Washington B Victoria lineage, and a Phuket Yamagata. So according to the FDA, the trivalent vaccines for the U.S. for this next season will have the H1N1, the H3N2, and the Washington B. Because, you know, it's influenza A, influenza B. We do not have, right, COVID protection yet. Eventually, they are going to make a vaccine where you can, we could have both. One new thing I have to tell you guys all about is, if you are getting a COVID booster, remember last year, CDC said, look, if you're going to get a flu shot or if you're going to be getting the COVID shot, you got to spread it out. They're not saying to spread it out. Because these are completely different now vaccines, the CDC says you don't have to spread them out and you can get them at the same time. So that is huge in terms of starting to increase access. So flu shots out there, you know, how do you tell the difference between flu and COVID? Flu, man, it hits you like a ton of bricks. It hits you hard. It hits you fast. Fever will get super high, 103, 104, 105. Go away in a few days and be done. COVID might come on a little slower, might hit you like a ton of bricks. Fever might not get past 100, maybe 101, more milder, right, because it's more like a cold. But the fever will wax and wane. Unlike a typical cold, the fever might keep coming back or the fever might last longer. So that's a big difference. There's actually tons of differences between the two that we're going to actually talk about. But right now, I just want to kind of let you know that flu season is being prepared for. And news last year found that if you did get the flu shot, you were protected somehow against COVID because somehow your immunity was stronger. So interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their Labor Day in Wilmington, Delaware. The president set to return to the White House at just around 7 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. The booster shot for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the next week or so, but a large portion of Americans still haven't gotten their first shot. Dr. Rich McCormick works in an emergency room in Atlanta and is running for a congressional seat in Georgia. He says the vaccine should be a personal decision.
This really should be a discussion between you and your doctor rather than the government giving carte blanche statements when everything's a percentage game and you can't possibly consider all the different things that would come into each consideration for a vaccination or a treatment based on your risk factors, your age, your exposure, all that that the government really can't make blanket statements on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. There continues to be conflicting reports regarding the exact number of Americans, journalists, or Afghans who worked with the U.S. military still trapped in Afghanistan.
During his last news briefing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken refused to say how many were left behind.
We're in constant contact with Americans who remain in Afghanistan and may still wish to leave.
K.P. Yohannan of the humanitarian relief organization Gospel for Asia tells us his people on the ground have a much higher estimate.
In Kabul, there are 3,000 American soldiers actually protecting some hotel buildings where 50,000 Afghani refugees are now sheltered. So we hear a handful of Americans are in Afghanistan. That is not true. There are a lot more than we know.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many pregnant women are a little hesitant about the vaccine. And this is not an easy topic for a lot of doctors. In fact, I think the majority of pregnant women have still said they're going to pass. And I know people are ripping the anti-vaxxers to pieces and calling vaccine-hesitant people anti-vaxxers and Trumpers and all sorts of stuff all over the, you know, all over the place. But sadly, vaccinate or unvaccinated individuals that get COVID when they're pregnant seem to get bad cases from what we're reporting. And the CDC is seeing an increase in pregnant people getting infected with coronavirus. Doctors say the virus can lead to severe illness, and they are urging pregnant people to get vaccinated. Now, some of you have asked, what do I feel like? How do I feel on this? And this is tricky.
in Mississippi, and their latest COVID surge, 4 unvaccinated pregnant women died within a week. We're hearing cases of unvaccinated women in the hospitals going, I wish I got it, get it. Now, I don't know how many vaccinated moms, pregnant moms, had an issue with the baby. I don't know how, you know, any who had side effects. So we don't have that data. All we have is hearing that the unvaccinated COVID patients, they got pretty darn sick. So it's a little, it is a little, shall we say, unsettling for a lot of people who have a family member who is thinking about getting the COVID shot or not getting the COVID shot. I know many people are concerned about the Johnson & Johnson because of the blood clot risk. Pregnant women are at risk for blood clots. So I know that there were many pregnant women who were kind of advised originally not to go there with the Johnson & Johnson. But we aren't seeing any contraindications to the mRNA vaccine and pregnant women. And so that is why doctors as a whole are recommending that if you're pregnant, to get the vaccine. Now, I know a lot of people are like, what the heck are doctors saying? You know, just, you know, hear us out. And I get it. It's, you know, you have a pregnant woman. They have a level of immunity. Our bodies weren't designed to have things injected into us. I get it. I get that people are concerned. But remember, this is a virus that I think was tinkered with. This is not a natural occurring virus, like a cold or something like that. And I've been very comfortable with flu shots in pregnant women. I've been very comfortable with that. And I personally have not seen any issues with flu shots in pregnant women. But I have seen pregnant women who had the flu and not work out with the baby and all that. But this is why I am leaning on the side of pregnant women getting the vaccine versus playing it safe or, you know, or not getting the vaccine, is because I don't know if you guys remember Zika. Zika was one scary virus. I don't know what the heck was going on with that sucker, but just a few years ago, women who were pregnant, who were getting Zika, their babies were born with, you know, with encephaly, with small heads, lack of most of their brain, all sorts of neurological deficits. And when we were dealing with Zika, people were scared to death and going, where's a vaccine? Well, we didn't have a vaccine at the time. By the time we even knew what the hell was going on with Brazil, everybody was getting ready for the Rio Olympics, so people decided not to fly. People decided if they were pregnant to kind of play it safe. And I remember it scaring athletes, and athletes are like, I'm not going to go down there. Because with Zika, you could be healthy, you could be a guy, you could true get Guillain-Barré, that neurological autoimmune issue after the virus, but you could be a guy, come home, mosquito bites you, hops to a neighbor or a friend or your sister, infects them, and then they could be born with a severely disabled baby or a dead baby. So we saw what happened with Zika. I don't know what COVID does to the infants. Now, we know pregnant women have had healthy babies. So far, so good. But again, this virus keeps changing, and it's weird. And I don't trust it. And so when I see pregnant women ending up in the hospital with COVID, and then those medications, by the way, a lot of the medications you need aren't really baby-friendly, you start to wonder what is worse for the baby, COVID, COVID treatment, or the vaccine. And I get it. It's not easy for you guys. I get it because you're pregnant. I mean, when I was pregnant, I didn't want anybody touching my belly. I didn't want to dye my hair. I didn't want to drink a diet soda. I was like so scared. I didn't drink alcohol. I was so scared. And it was, I was like, I don't want anything to hurt the baby. So I understand when pregnant women have that concern. It's not because they're crazy. It's because they love their baby. They want to be a good mom. And I, as a doctor, and I, as a mom, will always be there to support somebody who is trying to get education and trying to make the best decision for their fetus. I get that, because I think the fetus is alive, and I think the mom feels the baby, and the mom knows that the baby talks to, I mean, some pregnant moms tell me that the baby talks to them in their dreams. I believe that. I really believe you connect with who's in your uterus. I really do. I mean, I tell my kids who's in my tummy. I go, well, you guys are in my tummy. Like, what do we do in your tummy, Mom? Well, you watch TV, you ate a bunch of Doritos, you left it a mess. You know, it took the cleaning crew weeks to clean it out. But you do bond with your babies. And the last thing any mom wants to do is think that they put their baby at risk. The problem is you are noticing in the news, you know, a lot of these headlines saying, look, you know, there are people dying. They're pregnant. Them and their fetus are dying of COVID. And so the best thing you could do for your baby is to make sure that you don't get COVID. So same thing with flu. I supported the flu shot for pregnant women because, again, flu can kill. We've seen flu kill. We know flu is deadly. And I just didn't want pregnant people who are more vulnerable. Pregnant women will have a certain boost in their immunity. And I noticed that when I was pregnant, I didn't get sick like I usually do. And I think the hormones protect you and all that, but it can only do so much. You are bombarded with some really, really bad bugs, and your immune system, you know, gets taxed. You will be overwhelmed. So I know this pregnancy buzz we get, you know, helps us a little bit, this bump, but it won't protect us. We aren't going to be immortal. And so I vote for an mRNA vaccine to protect you against COVID if you're pregnant. And I know that's rough. I know that's rough. And anybody acting like, oh, it's a no-brainer, you're going to lose people. Let people know that, you know, you realize that they have a fetus and that they want to make the right decision. But also, I'm very, very scared when I see pregnant women die of COVID. So, you know, I'm sorry that many of you have to make that decision. I know a lot of you are hesitating. I know a lot of OBs aren't pushing it. You know, I mean, you already have a pregnant woman, they're pretty scared. And, you know, we're going through a Delta variant, a Delta wave. And so I don't know, I haven't heard of OBs, though, doing some of this BS, like refusing patients. So I don't think you guys are going to face that, but you might. At one point, you might face that. But just whenever you're kind of in doubt, just remember what happened with Zika, because that was some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a little while back, Oscar De La Hoya, 48 years old, had in an interview with Los Angeles Times, before he was scheduled to fight Vitor Belfort, which got changed because he ended up coming down with COVID. Apparently he had said that he was raped by an older woman when he was a teenager. Now, he said, I was raped at 13 from a woman, an older woman. 13, lost my virginity over being, you know, being raped, basically. I had spoken to you about how many women lost their virginity from a rape. It's horrible. It's just tragic. And boys, sadly, too. He said the incident occurred when he was in Hawaii for a tournament, and the woman in question was over 35 years old. He did not name the woman. He said fighting was one of the ways to distract himself from the traumas of childhood. He says, you suppress everything, you're living this life, the golden boy, but oh, blank, wait, that's still there.
Like, I never, like, thought about it. I never processed it. I never really thought how my feelings are until one day it just comes out, and you don't know how to deal with it, he told the L.A. Times. Having been through that myself, I moved on. And it bothered me. It bothered me a lot. But for me, I just, like, I got to get back to work. I got to get back to school. I got to move on from it. And some people can't. I felt very fortunate to have the strength to move on. And so, you know, the lawyer fought professionally from 1992 to 2008. He stepped away, I think, from the ring. I believe he had already, they say according to Fox News, he had left, I think, in 2008. Then he lost to Manny Pacquiao in a referee technical decision in December 2008. He beat Steve Forbes by unanimous decision in May 2008. So Oscar De La Hoya and Belfort were supposed to square off at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Belfort is a former UFC star. His last boxing match was 2006 against Jose Mario Neves, and he won via knockout. Now, this fight is being sanctioned by the California State Athletic Association, set to take place on September 11th. Now, Evander Holyfield is going to take Oscar De La Hoya's place because Oscar De La Hoya, despite being fully vaccinated, got COVID. So the Hall of Famer tweeted from his hospital bed the other day, asking what are the chances of him getting COVID despite taking care of himself. He said, this really, really kicked my butt. He said, wanted you to hear directly from me that despite being fully vaccinated, I have contracted COVID and am not going to be able to fight next weekend. Preparing for this comeback has been everything to me over the last months, and I want to thank everyone for their tremendous support. And the fight was supposed to be coming up the 11th, Evander Holyfield, who hasn't fought since 2011, is going to step in for him. Now, big concern, of course, is how did this happen? He was fully vaccinated. And when you watch his YouTube video, he does it in Spanish and he does it in English. You see him being despondent. You know, he said, I took care of myself. And you could almost see, you know, if he was able to say the words, you could see he wanted to say, I got the vaccine. I did everything I was told I was supposed to do. Mask, vaccine, and I still got this. And so there's a lot of lessons, and this isn't supposed to be weaponized by the pro-vaxxers or the anti-vaxxers or anything like that. But what it shows you is we can't in public policy or in celebrity world or whatever tell people that everything is going to be all right if you do what we say. And that message was really, really wrong. Because then people are shocked or in denial when they actually have symptoms. I told you guys that how, you know, people will call into telemedicine. They'll be having these pretty, you know, significant symptoms. And I'm like, look, this could be COVID. And they go, no, I got vaccinated. No, just, you know, tell me what to take or just give me an antibiotic. And they're in denial. And you wonder how many of these who died, who were vaccinated, died because they wouldn't go and get seen because they thought there is no way this could be COVID. The public messaging is horrible. When you make it act like, oh, you'll be fine. Biden even said that. He's like, look, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Well, stop saying that. Now, according to the CDC, 173 million people fully vaccinated in the U.S., 12,900 had been hospitalized or died of COVID despite vaccines. So those over 65 years of age were the larger majority. Females to males hospitalized, 48 to 52. But 70% of people who hospitalized, or 87% of those who died who were vaccinated, were over 65. Now, in terms of asymptomatic or not COVID-related, they have small numbers in cases, but remember the CDC said they stopped counting after 10,000? So I'm kind of confused by these numbers. They say 480 died of those who had no symptoms. I get it, 2,400 hospitalized. Like to know them what they died of. But, you know, people are very, very frustrated because they don't want to see healthy, young athletes, 48 years old to me is young, doing what they were told, getting their vaccine, and still possibly battling in the hospital. He's in a hospital. He's not being treated at home, which means he has severe COVID. There was a recent newscaster, Gary Waddell, news anchor we've known for years in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fabulous professional. Apparently had some comorbid, you know, conditions, but he died of complications of COVID despite being vaccinated. May he rest in peace. And I think people are really, really asking for, you know, some more guidance or some more medications. Yeah, I mean, on the same breath during these headlines, you get, you know, don't touch the ivermectin. You know, you're not a cow. Now, true, you should not be taking a cow's ivermectin. But can this government say, look, we want to study it. Please don't take it yet. It could hurt you. We want to study it. Instead, it's you're not a cow. I mean, they're trying to be cute. They're trying to be, it's just very... people don't want to end up like these people who were vaccinated and getting COVID. In Israel, Solomon Zarka, the COVID czar, thinks that we need to be ready for a fourth shot. Israel's national coronavirus czar on Saturday called for the country to begin making preparations to eventually administer fourth doses of the coronavirus vaccine. He told Khan Public Radio, given that the virus is here and will continue to be here, we also need to prepare for a fourth injection. Now, he didn't specify when Israel's going to be getting their fourth shots, but here we are still kind of battling with, you know, people not even wanting to get their first shot. And Israel's like, we're already going to be doing fourth shots because they've been dealing with a huge wave. Zarka said that the next booster shot may be modified to better protect against the new variants of the SARS virus that causes COVID-19. Thank you. That's another thing we're waiting on. If these variants are outsmarting these vaccines made from the wild type, we probably need to start giving vaccines that actually are more strain-related. He said, this is our life from now on in waves. So that's what he's saying. Waves. Waves is going to be our new life. He said, it seems if we learn lessons from the fourth wave, we must consider the possibility of waves of new variants, such as the one from South America. And thinking about this and the waning of the vaccines and the antibodies, it seems every few months, it could be once a year or 5 or 6 months, we need another shot. Now, South America, we're watching the Mu variant. Remember we talked about the Mu? All right, so we're going to be watching, you know, all these variants. Right now we're dealing with Delta, but Israel is already preparing for the next one. So we're here to keep you posted, as always, on the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you celebrating the Shana Tova, the high holidays, and I'll be back with you soon. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
ADR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.